Hello, everybody. Rico here, and welcome back to another MetaEra Nerds weekly discussion. Today, I got an interesting one for you guys, mainly centered around basketball. Marcus has no idea what's coming, so hopefully he finds it a pleasant surprise and likes it. It could be a long one, could be a short one, just depends how off the rails we kind of go, because it is going to be a list of sorts. But I think we're going to have fun. I think we're going to have fun with this. And of course, joining me as always, the Funko Fiend, the Hot Take Harry, the Hussum, Husky, Marcus. What's up, buddy?
Hussum, Hussum. That's an inside joke in our friend group because my brother tends to, he says, I'm so Hussum, but he means say handsome, right? But it's just something we say. But I'm doing good. What'd you say earlier? You said, it's kind of a list of sorts. I like lists. I like lists a lot. I like, you know, talking about myself. I like talking basketball, so I'm sure I'm gonna have a blast. But it's been a crazy week. It's been a long week already, and it's barely Tuesday. But trying to get through it. Hopefully, we can, you know, just have a good time and de-stress, right? Especially spring break, we just finished, so trying to get my, I guess, bearings in gear or something like that. Because I'm getting to work, and I'm just like, oh man, I'm tired. And even my students are just like, oh, I'm so tired. I was like, we're gonna gradually get into it. That's because we do test in about 2.5 weeks. So, you know, our start test here in Texas, we take a standardized exam. So that's coming up. Fun, but we'll see how it goes. But can't wait to talk basketball, man. Let's hear it.
Okay. So we talked a little bit of basketball last week. Very, very little, because I ended up throwing that quiz upon you. Remember that at the very end? And I asked you about your favorite non-superstar basketball player.
Oh.
And I think you came up with, what, Brandon Roy?
Brandon Roy and... I mean, I can remember, we said superstar, and I think Brandon Roy was an all-star once upon a time, or, you know. Who was the other one that I had mentioned?
You talked about Austin Reeves, too, like current-day Austin Reeves, I think you said.
Yeah, current-day Austin Reeves, but and Brandon Roy was, you know, man, like, just watching him play, and, you know, he had knee issues, which unfortunately just, you know, really shortened his career, man. But watching him, man, he had no weakness in his game whatsoever. And I remember watching the Portland Trail Blazers. I believe Steve Blake was on that team, LaMarcus Aldridge. And they were just Brandon Roy at one point. Between Brandon Roy and Kobe, man, those guys were just my guys to watch. So, yeah.
So it got me to thinking that there are so many teams out there. And it made me think, I wonder, like, there's all these guys out there, and we've been watching basketball for a long time, right? Since we were kids. Yes. So we've watched all the teams at one point or another against our favorite team or playoff games or whatever. And it got me to thinking, I wonder who my and who Marcus's favorite player is all time, team by team.
I'm looking, and I kind of figured, I pulled up the NBA standings, and it's just so I can see the teams in order and whatnot. And I'm already thinking, okay, I liked so-and-so during this time. I like so-and-so during this time. I don't want to say them just yet. But
there are some obvious ones, I think. You know, I mean,
yeah.
You know, for the Mavs, easy one for me. For the Lakers, easy one for you. You know, we talked about Brandon Roy. I talked about Stoudemire last week, too. So I feel like there's going to be some that are very obvious, but then some that might be surprising. Whether they're current day guys, whether they're, you know, some older guys, whether they're some older guys that we maybe didn't even get to see, you know, live, current day, like, you know, growing up, whether they were before our time. So I just thought, you know what, like, I think I would really like to have this list in front of me and see not necessarily who we think is the best, because I think that's like a handful of players maybe on each team, if it's that many, but who our favorites are. And yeah, the only rule I was going to kind of set up for us is there was going to be no repeats. Like, you can't like you can't pick Michael Jordan Bulls, Michael Jordan Wizards.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could pick him either or to open that slot up for somebody else. But there was no, like, you can't pick Shaq on like all the 15 teams he was a part of.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the only thing. And I was going to go, I think, in alphabetical order.
You're going alpha? And it's funny that you mentioned it, because The if you ever played NBA Jam, and the last one I am talking about the one for Super Nintendo, the latest one to ever come out, which actually probably would lend itself to this list, NBA Jam that came out for the Xbox 360. Remember that one? Was it NBA Jam? I'm pretty sure it's just called NBA Jam 360 or something like that. Yeah, NBA Jam 360. Their rosters on that team had current players, but then it also had, again, you know, NBA Jam's idea of the best player for every team. Like, they had a legend, you know, roster for every team, and multiple legends sometimes. So that one kind of, like, you know, it really lends itself to, for this discussion, right? Just to kind of give you some idea, more or less, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. They always they mixed it up pretty well.
Yeah.
But kicking us off. I mean, let's see how far we get into this. Maybe we finish it all today. Maybe we go halfway. Maybe let's just see where this takes us. Whether they prompt discussions for either one, or for mine, for yours, or where we go. But starting off will be the Atlanta Hawks. This one for me is very easy. I don't know if you feel the same, or if you got to think about this one.
I want to hear your pick.
My easy pick is Dominique Wilkins.
Dominique Wilkins.
My favorite Atlanta Hawkeye has to be Dominique Wilkins, the human highlight reel.
Super random. Do you have a favorite Hawk right now?
My favorite Atlanta Hawk right now.
And I meant just checking, I like Trae Young a lot. I do like him a lot, and every time he plays, he's a lot of fun to watch, and I've always just wanted him to be on a better team. So I was just kind of curious, you know, who your favorite current Hawk might have been. But you mentioned Dominique Wilkins as your past one, correct?
Yeah.
Shoot, man. Okay. While you're thinking of the current one, there was Joe Johnson and Josh Smith on that team at once upon a time, dude. And again, I'm thinking more so when I, you know, elementary, middle school years were basketball, and high school, right, where basketball was really the pinnacle. Like, you knew basketball inside out. You modeled your game. You wanted to be like so-and-so at this time or this time. For the Atlanta Hawks, man, I know Dominique Wilkins, and again, human highlight reel, but when I was watching the Hawks growing up, dude, I went with Joe Johnson, man, a lot. Like, Joe Johnson, he was another one of those guys. Like Danny Granger for the Pacers. Yeah, dude. Very similar skill set where, again, a lot of those guys, man, just, I don't want to say they weren't athletic, but they were just, the fundamentals still existed. Yeah, they had no big weakness in their game. And obviously, you know, they got older and stuff like that, but those guys were from deep, mid-range, layups, dunks, defense, back and forth, running. Like, there was hardly any, man. So I'd have to go with Joe Johnson, Atlanta Hawks.
Okay. I think to answer your earlier question about current day Hawks, they still have Clint Capella. I really do have always liked
Capella's game. Oh, yeah, you're a Capella fan.
Because he's one of those players that he doesn't try to do more than what his game is. So I've always liked that. I've always liked those kinds of players.
Yeah.
I am a Trae Young fan also. You know, it's just a tough spot for him, like you mentioned right now, being with this team. And it's just crazy because they've had such a good team, and they had that real deep playoff run, what, like 3 years ago so? Yeah. And then they just have not been able to get back to that spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
So it was Joe Johnson for you, Dominique Wilkins for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Boston Celtics.
That one's easy for me.
A lot of great players have come and gone through Boston. But at the top of the list, well, there's probably two at the top of, close to the top of everybody's list. One being Bill Russell. And the other one being my pick, possibly your pick too, Larry Bird.
Larry Legend, man. Again,
Larry Legend.
Larry Bird was our coach, you know, our beloved coach. Larry Bird was coach's favorite player of all time. In middle school, when we first started getting into basketball, he showed us everything Larry Bird. And I said, I want to shoot just like that guy. and Larry Bird, man, fearless, man. You want to talk about confidence through the roof? Fearless. And, you know, you wanted to shoot like that guy. And again, Larry Bird, man, that he's Yeah, I know people Bill Russell, but like I don't go looking for Bill Russell highlights. I go looking for Larry Bird highlights. The only other Boston Celtic, and this is more of an honorable mention because I loved watching him play for the Celtics, man, was Rajon Rondo, man. When he was with the Celtics, he started off there and super underrated. Couldn't shoot, man, but that guy, for what everybody knew he couldn't shoot, and he still create for his team. And it was always Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, and Kevin Garnett, man, but Rajon Rondo, dude, Jesus. Rondo, yeah. But Larry Bird be my guy on that one.
Okay, so there we go. We got two votes for Larry Bird. Brooklyn Nets. Now, mine is a name that you're probably going to remember from two teams ago. I went with Joe Johnson.
Yeah, Joe Johnson on the Brooklyn Nets?
Yeah, I couldn't put him. He was actually my second pick after Dominique Wilkins, but I remember being such a big fan of Dominique Wilkins, watching him back in the day when MJ was a big player. I actually preferred Dominique Wilkins over MJ, and I remember watching them go head-to-head in the dunk contest way back, and it was like, I always have that dunk contest up here because I know we talk about you know, a lot of the modern ones and how they haven't lived up to the Levine and Gordon one, but I always remember that one because at the time Dominique and MJ were like two of the top stars in the NBA, we just don't get that nowadays.
Do you go? Do you go New Jersey Nets? Also,
you could go either one. Honestly, you could go either one. So, like in the case where we've had teams that have changed, you could pick whatever. So you could go New Jersey Nets. For the Hornets, you can go Charlotte. I think they were also the Bobcats at one time. So you
Charlotte Bobcats, yeah.
So you could go either way. I'm just going off like today's teams.
Bruh, so you're going Brooklyn. I don't remember who was on the Brooklyn Nets hadn't been around for so long. I think Paul Pierce was actually one of the first ones to go, but like I never really paid attention to Brooklyn. Now the New Jersey Nets, shoot. And this is more of our arcadey type game because this is, you know, in New Jersey, Jason Kidd, right, was one of the go-to guys, and if I'm not mistaken, one of their like franchise leaders and some stuff. But Richard Jefferson with the New Jersey Nets playing video games with that guy.
Yeah, he was a cheat code.
Was a lot of fun.
One of those freak athletes.
Yeah, there's Richard Jefferson. Vince Carter was even on that team for a while. Jason Kidd. But I'm trying to think. I know there was one in particular. Darren Williams was awesome, but Darren Williams was better in Utah. I know he also went there. Kenyon Martin. I would probably have to go Jason Kidd, I guess. Jason, that were those Jason Kidd's best years?
Yeah. Yeah, he got to the finals, I think, at least once that I know of. He got to the finals.
Yeah,
and Jason then he ended up going to Dallas and won a championship there.
Yeah, yeah. On Dallas, like there's you know, Dirk, and I know you're a guy already, man. But all right, continue. We're good.
Yeah, there's some other ones there, but like you mentioned, Vince Carter. Brook Lopez played in Brooklyn for a long time.
Oh yeah. Brook Lopez, man.
Yeah. So he's another good one that I enjoyed, but just Joe Johnson, just because I couldn't put him in Atlanta, I said, you know what, I can put him in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So yeah, Charlotte Hornets. I went with Big Al Jefferson.
Oh, Al Jefferson. Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah, I love that guy's game. And he was one of those guys that was just on one of those teams that you knew they weren't really going to do much, but he always got his numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a beast in the paint. So I've always loved those kind of guys. So, yeah, I went with Big Al. The
Charlotte Hornets, and that would also be the Bobcats, correct?
Yes.
Dude, man, Gerald Wallace was another one of those guys.
That Gerald was another Wallace. One that was a freak to play with in basketball games.
Yeah, I mean, granted, the whole team sucked, but so Gerald Wallace was the best player on that team during that time, right? Yeah. And I'm trying to think, wasn't Baron Davis also on that team? And
For a while, yes.
For a while, right? I know his big thing, again, we'll never forget, right? Watching him just decimate the Mavericks, right? As an eighth seed, epic proportions, epic. If I were to go with The Jared Wallace would be a close second, but I think mine's pretty. Kemba Walker had a lot of successful years with the Hornets.
Yeah, probably still like their best player of all time.
Right? Who was
with that franchise?
New Orleans. New Orleans used to be because they used to be called the Pelicans, correct? I'm sorry, not the Pelicans. The New Orleans Hornets.
They were New Orleans Hornets at one time.
Okay, yeah. And that was Chris Paul, right?
Yes.
Okay, just want to double check. I'm trying to just want to make sure I don't confuse anything here yet. But no, Kemba Walker, man, Charlotte.
Yeah, great pick. Chicago Bulls. I mean, there's a few. There's a few.
Can we omit Michael Jordan just for the sake, we all saw Michael Jordan highlights growing up. You know what I mean? And unless yours isn't that obvious. You know what I mean?
I had some other ones. I had some
the other ones. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, just to kind of, if we're gonna omit like the big superstar players that we all know, who else does that take off?
Well, no. This is just Michael Jordan, right? Or I mean, you could say Michael Jordan if he's your favorite Chicago Bull. You know what? Never mind. We can say whomever. Go for it.
I was gonna say because it actually would be fun if we omitted like. No Dirk, no Kobe, no MJ, no LeBron.
I don't want to
Well, because those are obvious picks, right? Like,
but the discussion is, yeah, there's some obvious picks here. So, like, I'm gonna say Kobe 100 times out of 100. You know what I mean? And I know Luka, right? But like Dirk, you know, Dirk, just everything that he stood for. I mean, like, I'm good with not omitting guys.
Okay, well. Well, let's do this. You're right. You're right that we've all seen MJ. And I feel like I was very, very torn because MJ is like a childhood hero to all of us that grew up in the 90s. You know, like he was basketball. He is basketball. He's the, if not one of the GOATs of all time. Changed the game, made it mainstream, blew it all up. You know, there's just this aura to him that you just can't deny. So yeah. I ended up ultimately putting MJ. But if it was not for MJ in this spot, I would have gone with Derrick Rose.
Derrick, yeah, exactly. Same.
Besides Dirk, that is probably my favorite MVP season ever. Like, he was just... Dude. Exciting. He was just super fun to watch. He had that team at the number one seed. He should not have been playing that late in the game when he got hurt. Damn you, Tom Thibodeau. But man, what an exciting player. You know, he wasn't really a trash talker. He was very quiet to himself. And he was just a stud of a player.
He's everything Ja Morant wants to be. That's, I think it's, you know, the high flyer. I swear, Derrick Rose, when he dunk, he would tomahawk it every single time. His head was at the rim, and he'd put the ball behind his head and jam it. And I'm talking just yamming on everybody, man. And he can shoot, drive, spin. And it wasn't, you know, he wasn't street style. Oh, no, he was fluid. Graceful, man, is a great word. Derrick Rose's MVP season was amazing. That Chewy, Daniel's, one of Daniel's best friends, probably still is a huge Derrick Rose fan, man. And I wouldn't put it past him, but Derrick Rose was special. And I know a lot of times we kind of hear, oh, you're the guy. And he says, nah, real humble, you know, a lot of humility. And you could tell that he had to change his game and he wasn't the player he once was. One of the very few instances that just, you know, derailed that injury, just really changed his trajectory of his career.
Yeah. Yeah, there was one other guy that I really liked in Chicago, but he's going to be coming up on a different team, so I'll save him.
Alrighty.
I won't mention him yet. Cleveland Cavaliers. Who do you go with here?
LeBron James.
LeBron James. All right.
LeBron James, obvious. If there was a second one, and again, this was, you know, even I'm trying to think beforehand. When I was watching Cleveland, right, obviously you have Kyrie. Okay, you have Kyrie, but LeBron James, you got to put him there. And I'm trying to think, where else would I have put Kyrie if not Cleveland? Because Kyrie is exciting to watch, and I'm trying to remember some of the teams he's played on. and stuff, but they were more of the main ones. But
yeah, Celtics, Brooklyn,
Mavs,
Cavs, and Mavs.
Yeah, so in that case, I wouldn't be able to say him. Kyrie would be a close second, but I do just want to get honorable mention, man. Antoine Jameson, bro. That guy was a stud. I liked watching him a lot. He was a lot of fun, and you know, I just wanted to kind of just throw it out there. Remember that team? It was Mo Williams, Virgil, what's his name? Zygauskas. Oh man, I remember that whole team. But Antoine Jameson, I liked a lot. He actually played for the Lakers for a few years. But that'd be my pick.
That's a good one. For me, it was Kyrie Irving. That guy, just his ball handles, his shooting, his ability to create. It was a pretty easy pick for me. Mm. If I had to pick second, I'd probably go with LeBron. But yeah. For me, it's Kyrie. Easy. Dallas Mavericks. Marcus.
I'm huge on Luka. Like Luka right now is probably, you know, current superstar, probably one of my favorite, if not my favorite current superstar. When he was 16 years old, balling over there in Europe and stuff like that, like I was already on it. People had been talking. I was like, oh, I want to see this guy playing. I was watching those games. Luka would be up there, but I could not take away anything Dirk did because he was exciting. He was awesome and arguably one of the greatest championship runs of all time. Was, you know, just, man, I'm going Dirk number one. Luka for me already, hopefully he stays. The only other team I would want him to go to is the Lakers. Not gonna happen, so I hope he retires a Mav. I can't see him anywhere else because I do want him to be that Dirk Nowitzki type player. But Dirk, man, hands down, dude.
Yeah, same for me. Dirk Nowitzki all the way. Just a childhood hero. Kind of made me, you know, I was a basketball fan already. You tend to cheer for like the teams that you're, when you're little, you know, you cheer for the teams that your parents cheer for. You go for this team, that team, because that's who mom and dad watch or whatever. And then when I first saw Dirk Nowitzki, that it was this 7-footer that was not a post but a shooter, that just blew my mind. And I was like, that is the coolest basketball player I've ever seen. And that is what made me become a Dallas Maverick fan rather than, you know, everybody else around here. Not everyone, but most people being Spurs fans just because it's more of our local team. And that was it for me. He just made me fall in love with his game, with his team, with basketball all over again as a kid. And, you know, I still love the Mavs to this day because of Dirk. So, of course, it has to be Dirk. Current day, you mentioned Luka. Big Luka fan here too. I also was a huge, huge fan of some of the Mavericks during Dirk's time. Like Josh Howard was a big one.
I have one.
Devin Harris. One. I know who yours is gonna be.
I want to know who.
Well, I won't spoil it, but he's part of our staff right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Who?
He's on our staff.
I want to know if you remember, because I mentioned his name several times, and just you already know. I want you should know. Come on.
I know who it is. It has to be Mike, right?
Mike Finley, baby. Yeah, dude. And he played for the Spurs for years, but Mike Finley on the Dallas Mavericks, man. You want to talk about? I just felt every time he shot the ball, dude. I had my hands picked up already because I thought it was going in every single time. And Mike Finley, man, like, again, growing up, when you kind of watch these players and pay attention, man, Mike Finley, dude, was just he was one of my favorite players to watch, man. And again, I don't exaggerate when I say that every time he shot the ball, I thought it was going in, dude. But yes, you are absolutely correct. Mike Finley is, would be my number three there because, yeah, man, he was just so awesome to watch, dude.
Yeah, so if I couldn't pick Dirk or I couldn't pick Luka, then I would probably go with Josh Howard.
Josh Howard? Yeah, I remember you were a big Josh Howard fan.
I was a big fan of his, man. He was a really great player. But yeah, of course it's Dirk.
Yeah, yeah.
10 times out of 10 for me. I have a feeling you're gonna have something similar down the line. Denver Nuggets.
Oh.
I feel like this is probably an easy one for both of us.
And again, you know, we talk about superstars, some of our favorite superstars. Joker, and I'm not saying it just because, you know, MVPs and finding a championship. And as a matter of fact, Rico and I have been on this boat since, you know, for a while, for many years. Maybe Joker's second, third year when we realized that this guy was special. Hey, man, Joker, man. And again, it's not recency bias. No, I was never personally, and I'm saying it now, I was not a Carmelo Anthony fan whatsoever. Chauncey Billups also played for the Denver Nuggets for a while, and I prefer him over Detroit. I do have a different Detroit Piston, but right now, Joker, man, like, there's everything about that guy, dude, just, you know, I was never a big fan of the Nuggets growing up. It was Carmelo Anthony, Kmart actually was on that team, Kenyon mm-hmm. Martin. Birdman was also in that team and stuff, but I was never a big fan of that. But Joker, yes, hands down.
Yeah, I had to go with Joker too. I remember back when there was like this big conundrum when they had two really, really good centers. And it was either going to be, are we going to go with this guy Jokic that is not performing as well right now? Or are we going to go with Jusuf Nurkić? Because they used to have both. And I remember they were kind of like, which one are we going to go with? And they ended up like saying, we're going to go with Joker and we're going to invest in him, and man, did they make the right choice. It's not so much about like the accolades, like, yes, he's a great player, yes, he has these MVPs, yes, he has all this, but it's about the way he plays. And there's a thing that we always laugh and we always make fun of, like whenever we play 2K, where there ends up, we get to these points where we're having a hard time crossing half court sometimes, people are pressing us. And then our center ends up being the one to bring up the ball. And we always laugh and say, hey, point center. And this guy is an actual, in real life, point center. Like, it's crazy that he is, like, essentially the point guard. And to which they actually have a really good point guard in Jamal Murray. But still, the way this guy has a court vision, the way he passes the ball, the way he makes it look effortless. And then he does all these crazy things, makes these crazy passes, scores, crazy rebounds, shots, and then man. And then he runs up the court waddling with this funny little waddle. It's like, who is this guy? And then they interview him, and he says, no, basketball is just this thing for me. Like, I actually really love my horses and this and that. And he's just a goofball, man. But
he's fun to watch. And he played the Lakers. He played the Lakers several times. And every time he plays the Lakers, Anthony Davis and their Joker battles are amazing. And last year, we got whooped by the Nuggets. But I couldn't get over those shots. And I will laugh. And he did it several times where Anthony Davis was right in his face at three-point line. I'm talking smother. He would shoot the ball with off one leg, fading away back, and his point of release was behind his head. He did that three times in that playoffs. The last time we played him, we were beating him, and then, dude, flashback horror, man. Anthony Davis, same thing, shot clocks winding down, same shot from behind the head, and scores, and he's laughing. And then right at the end, we need a big steal, and I went to Twitter immediately because Austin Reeves, I love him. He's, you know, my favorite non-superstar, and he will try to take the charge. He will go for the steal, and sometimes it's gonna hurt him. I swear to you, it didn't even look like Joker did not even see Austin Reeves coming. He felt his presence and just passed the ball right to the open guy, and I was like, Joker have eyes in the back of his head? I couldn't even be mad because it was just an amazing game, and I haven't missed any other matchups, man. So every time they play, it's amazing.
Yeah, if I was not gonna go with Big Joker, I would probably go with Antonio McDyess, another one of my favorite players from back in the day. Just an explosive passer. I know he played. I don't know if he ended with the Spurs, but I know that he. That's where I remember him. Who I remember him with, the last time I saw him
play. Yeah, so I wouldn't choose anybody else. I wasn't a big Denver Nugget guy at all. Not even back in the day.
Yeah, there's a few that I remember. I actually was a Carmelo fan. Ty Lawson. I like Ty Lawson a lot too. Tiny little point guard, but man, he could move and he could pass the ball. Oh yeah. So I would probably go with Ty if not for Antonio. Okay, Detroit Pistons. This was actually a tough one for me, but I ended up putting somebody here instead of putting them in Milwaukee. I don't know if that's already a giveaway, but I'm going with Brandon Jennings.
Brandon Jennings, hey, that's an interesting pick.
Yeah, I loved him in Milwaukee, and then he ended up getting traded to Detroit. I ended up having to take him off the Milwaukee Bucks because I'm very biased about someone else in Milwaukee. But yeah, Brandon Jennings, he just was an exciting player. You know, he was a very streaky player, but man, when he was hot, like nothing could stop him.
Yeah.
Nothing could stop him. Just a long point guard that just would get to the rim at will, shoot threes over people. Just an exciting player for me.
Yeah. I was actually Rip Hamilton. Richard Hamilton was another one of those guys. And again, I don't know if it's because his game was very similar to Kobe's, and Kobe always talked highly of him. And Richard Hamilton just, he was, when they beat the Lakers, again, you had Chauncey Billups, Tayshaun Prince, Rip Hamilton, and what's his name?
Rasheed Wallace,
like we knew who those five were, you know what I mean? But Rip was just on that Kobe fever, and just, you know, and he was a lot of fun. He made the mask cool too. He didn't even need it after a while, but that was his signature thing, and I thought that was so cool, right? People like that, just when they don their mask, they make it cool, right? And there's other players. Who was it? For the Chicago Bulls, what was his name? Played with Michael Jordan.
Horace Grant.
I read a story recently about Horace Grant, and he said he fixed his vision, right? But somebody had walked up to him and says, "Thank you for wearing your goggles. You know, my son is not afraid to wear goggles because of you." And because of that particular incident with him, he just never, even though he had his vision fixed, he never took off his goggles because he made goggles cool. Right, that's the way he felt. I thought that was so cool, right? I know Kareem Abdul-Jabbar also wore goggles and stuff like that. You don't really see people wear goggles nowadays, right? But that was one of those things about Horace Grant. Hey, wearing goggles is cool. And Rip Hamilton was known for his mask. And I thought that was, hey, wearing a mask, he made it cool. So if you ever wear a mask, and people make, every time someone's wearing a mask in a game, like if you notice, they make a big, you know, LeBron, the Bat, and Batman, and oh, the mask LeBron, and oh, unmasked, and or maybe somebody else. I think even Big Baby Davis played with a mask sometimes, and I remember them putting all over, oh, Big Baby Davis with a mask, without a mask. Like, it's cool, and I thought that was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. He was so good at coming off screens, man. That guy was a beast.
Uh-huh.
Like with those set plays that they would run for him. He was crazy. The Golden State Warriors. Baron Davis. I'm not saying anything else. Go ahead.
Yeah, Baron Davis. I like Steph Curry a lot, but like I wouldn't, again, this is like one of my favorite players. And again, usually I kind of attribute these things to video games, I guess. But it was that Baron Davis team. It was. But it was Monte Ellis. Again, Monte Ellis is just that guy. He gave you 40 points, no assists, no rebounds, no, just 40 points is what he did get you.
Rudy?
Huh?
Rudy?
Yeah, Rudy, a good friend of ours, he's going to put the ball in the bucket, baby, and that's it. That's it. But again, Baron, probably close second, and again, I think a lot of that is just that playoff series where he just was on a whole different planet, right?
Let's move on. It's fine. We don't gotta talk about that again. You already talked about it once.
Next line.
Okay. Houston Rockets. T-Mac for me.
T-Mac.
Just another one of those really, really exciting players. One of the players that I could have put several places, but I was able to kind of play around with some of the names, I think, and figure out, if I put him here, I could put him here, I could do this. I worked it out to where I could get T-Mac on this list, because this guy was a very exciting player. I thought his stint, he played for the Raptors, he played for the Magic, he played for the Rockets, and then at the end he played for the Spurs, didn't he?
Yeah, he was on the Spurs.
So, yeah, T-Mac, just one of those exciting players, one of those guys that never was one of those players that kind of scratched superstardom but didn't get there.
Yeah.
Completely, you know?
Yeah. And we all remember his 13 points in 40 seconds, 30 seconds, and ridiculous. How crazy that was. Yeah. I actually have two players. And, well, I liked Yao Ming a lot. Yao Ming was just super cool, 7-footer, right? The only guy that competed with the other big boy Shaq. So I would go with Yao Ming. And again, kind of video game thing. But my actual, my second favorite player on the Houston Rockets was actually Shane Battier.
Shane Battier.
Yeah. Again, I was.
Better not because of Kobe.
No. There was a point where I really started paying attention to some of the guys who I thought were amazing defenders. You know, and a lot of times if that guy was an amazing defender, I was a fan. Matt Barnes, being that other guy who loved to talk smack, and even he would talk so much smack. But you know what? I like the way he played defense. Shane Battier, though, he shot that three, but he was a lockdown, and I really, really loved watching him play. I actually met him, and he was super cool. So I think that's another reason why, you know. But Shane Battier would probably be up there too, if not Yao Ming.
Okay. Up next is the Indiana Pacers. Who do you got here?
I got two, and I'm going to put Paul George here, but I was actually, at the time, a big Danny Granger fan. And I kind of mentioned earlier, Danny Granger, again, he was the jack of all trades, master of none, right? To finish the whole thing, it's, you know, master of none, but oftentimes better than a master of one. But Danny Granger just did everything good. And I think that really... kind of, you know, he was a 27-7 guy. You know what I mean? But that's it. He's going to get 20 points. No, not 30. No, 20. Not 10, maybe 10 assists here and there. Maybe, but no, he's going to, but those are the averages. And Danny Granger was just, he was just good. I liked him a lot. TJ Ford too, but Danny Granger would probably be, and Paul George would probably be like up there, because Paul George and Danny Granger, those two, their games were very similar, but Paul George just, if Danny Granger's are 27-7, Paul George is 25-10-10 and any given night. He was just an upgrade from Danny Granger. But I was a fan of Danny Granger before Paul George was Paul George.
Yeah, for me, it would probably be, I would probably put Paul George up there too. If not for Paul George, I might go with Jermaine O'Neal.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, I was a big fan of Jermaine O'Neal. I was also a fan of Hibbert, man. But that guy,
oh, I know
that guy was something else, man. Like he would play like an absolute pansy. I'll say the first half, and then the second half, he would go out and get you 10 blocks. Like it was always a tale of like two completely different players with him. Some days he was the greatest center you'd ever seen, and then other days he was just non-existent. But I was Andrew a big Bynum. Fan of Hibbert.
Andrew
yeah,
Bynum.
A lot like Bynum, yeah. Paul George. I have to go with Paul George just because, you know, the guy's amazing. Why lie? Even today, when with all his injuries and all the moves, and you know him being a little older, he's still crazy, a crazy player. But PG, his shoes are also dope. I've always liked his shoes. Los Angeles Clippers.
A lot of names
in the Clippers.
I'm not even going that far. And again, this was just the greatest showmanship. We saw Vince Carter, but we didn't see Vince Carter play these games. No, we saw Blake Griffin though. Poster everybody twice. And I swear, and I went down that rabbit hole and I said, Blake Griffin, God, man. Oh my. And who was it against the Thunder where he legit put his, he got his hand on the back of his head, put it right there between his groin and just flushed it. Blake Griffin, hands down. Not even, to me, that's not even, that's it. Just watching Blake Griffin, just every time he got up to dunk was amazing.
Yeah, the only reason I don't have Blake Griffin on here is because I put T-Mac for Houston so that I could put James Harden on the Clippers.
Oh, that's right. The James Harden. You were going to put James Harden somewhere. I'm surprised, though. Because I'm taking it as, oh, you liked James Harden more with the Clippers than you did with the Houston, huh?
No, right? Hell no.
But you need to put James Harden up there. James Harden is one of Rico's favorite players of all time, so that's why I totally
forgot. Yeah, the whole step back thing, and I just love the step back threes.
Yeah,
which I love that Luka does too, even better sometimes. So, yeah, I had to put my boy James up here somewhere, and I was like, you know what? If I put him with the Clippers, I can put that opens up someone else in Houston.
Yeah,
I could have also put him with OKC, but you know, we'll see who pops up there. Okay, Los Angeles Lakers. I'll just say that I'm, you know, probably right behind Dirk, and my favorite all-time players is the big Aristotle, the big Cactus, the big Leprechaun, the Shaqtus. Just love the guy, you know, dominant streak in LSU, dominant streak in Orlando, was dominant in LA, maybe the most dominant player of all time, possibly, arguably, Big Diesel. And just in terms of personality, too, just a very fun player. If there was anybody I could hang out with, like, for a day, I would probably pick Shaq, because you know you're going to have a hell of a day. You're probably just going to have the most fun time. Now, I give you the floor. Los Angeles Lakers.
And again, if you listen to our podcast, or if you know me, Kobe Bryant, legit, like, I tried my best growing up to model every single aspect of my game at Kobe Bryant, which, strangely enough, I've always felt, even Daniel can attest to that, my best shot right to this day is, you know, a fadeaway, a turnaround fadeaway. Like, it's weird, and people always freak out that I make those, but I make them just because I practiced them a lot because I wanted to do them just like Kobe Bryant. So, Kobe, and again, I've talked about him numerous times, you know, for the way I felt about him, you know, I'm idol, and, you know, I can't say, I really can't, you know, keep talking without going off on a tangent. So I'm just going to leave it at that. Kobe Bryant.
Kobe. Black Mamba. Memphis Grizzlies. Who do you got here?
Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, it was a two-man race for me, but I came out with one.
I'm going to go with, it's because, like, Pau Gasol, Marcus, I loved watching Marcus, but there was one guy who I just felt, especially in his prime, was an absolute monster, is Zach Randolph, man. I watched a lot of Memphis Grizzly games with Zach Randolph and Marcus on that team, and I loved watching them play together, man.
Yeah.
So I had to go with Zach Randolph.
Yeah, big fan of Z-Bo here, too. He would probably be my third behind Pau, and then my number one player was Mike Conley. I've always been a big Mike Conley. Yeah, he played at Ohio State, and then, you know, just here and everywhere else that he's been. I think he's still in Utah right now, but just a big fan of his game. Just efficient player, smart player. He's the guy. I think of Memphis. I think of him, and man, Pau and Z-Bo too. Man,
ooh. Yeah, man. They were fun to watch. That whole team was fun.
Yeah, Miami Heat.
Who do you got?
I got playoff Jimmy, baby.
Playoff Jimmy
Buckets.
Jimmy Buckets. And again, I'm saying I wasn't a big D-Wade fan. I wasn't. I liked his game, but again, I didn't really. I'm trying to talk it out here. Chris Bosh, man, was a lot of fun. But I liked Chris Bosh more when he was with the Raptors, more so. Again, I already said LeBron. I'm kind of thinking of those guys. Ray Allen was huge. Miami Heat in the 90s, like Alonzo Mourning, but Jimmy Butler in the playoffs, man, I know he's just for some reason a whole different beast. I could go with Jimmy Butler in the Miami Heat.
There's right Jimmy now. Butler. Who else are big? You mentioned Mourning. Shaq played there.
Yeah.
What was his name? The Antoine Walker, the shooter.
Antoine Walker. Yeah. Big boy.
Yeah. What was the name of the center that the they had? Joel Anthony, Haslam. Oh, yeah. Haslam was there for a long time. Mario Chalmers.
Chalmers.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler. So we both got Big Jimmy.
Yeah.
All right. Milwaukee Bucks. Now I couldn't put Jennings here, so I ended up putting him on Detroit because there's a Milwaukee Buck that I'm very biased towards because
Chris Middleton.
Because he is a fellow Aggie. Yeah, Chris Middleton. The man. Big Chris. Champion. Middleton. Yeah. He was a champion, and he won the Olympics in the same year. It was pretty dope.
I'm trying to think. Milwaukee Bucks, and I like Giannis again. I'm a big fan of Lillard. You know, Lillard will probably be up there. I can't think of anybody else. The only other person, and I thought Milwaukee Bucks, and there's one guy I automatically always associate with Milwaukee Bucks. And I don't know if you know this You know the guy, but I don't know if you know that I'm going to pick him. Do you have any type of guess? Again, if not Dame, right? But again, that's just because this is his first year with Milwaukee, so it's kind of a cop-out. But I'm not sure if you know. He played, again, and it's no secret that, again, I'm pretty sure he was.
There's two other guys that I thought of historically. One, I don't think this is it. This is kind of like a shot in the dark. I don't see you as having been a Michael Redd fan.
Michael Redd, yeah, that's the one.
It is Michael Redd.
Yeah.
Okay. The other one I was gonna say is, what was his name? The one that was Rookie of the Year a couple years ago.
Rookie of the Year a couple years ago.
Yeah, he was their point guard, Brogdon. But I think Daniel's a Brogdon guy, right?
No, yeah, no. Michael Redd was drafted in 2000. And again, if you're not, weird jump shot, but money. it's the way he got to the basket. You know, if Kobe was kind of this guy who just back you down, you know, pristine footwork, Michael Redd was just a bucket. You know what I mean? And I kind of, when I saw him, he was a shooting guard, and I had these things for, you know, the shooting guards. I wanted to shoot. I was a shooter. I wanted to shoot. And I started paying attention to all these guys. And Michael Redd on the books was just a guy who I just liked watching play. He was an all-star once or twice. And again, nothing too crazy, but he was just like, he had great numbers, but he was a lot of fun to watch. Michael Redd and Damian Lillard, if I can't put him.
Yeah. I remember I had a friend that, I had a friend in college that was a huge Ray Allen fan. And I remember back then there was always this huge debate. I mean, it's kind of been washed away now, but I remember that back then there was a huge debate on whether who was the best shooter. Was it Michael Redd or was it Ray Allen? Because the two of them were just buckets. and then, well, so now a couple years later, here comes Steph Curry and kind of erases all that crap.
Right? Yeah, yep.
But yeah, I remember Michael Redd. I remember he had a weird shot, but somehow it found its way in.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota Timberwolves.
Well, I'm not. I know people like would say Kevin Love. I mean Kevin Love, Kevin Garnett. My pick's Kevin Love, by the way. But Kevin Garnett, and I get Kevin Garnett was just a monster. But Kevin Love, I was never a big Kevin Garnett fan. But Kevin Love was. You want to talk about a big guy? And I'm trying to think. Maybe one of the ones that I started first watching. Where this guy can get you 30 points and 30 boards. He just had this knack for getting the basketball, and he wasn't the biggest guy out there, but he was, his IQ and is very underrated. His IQ is off the charts. Not only that, I think this is what I mean. Like when it came to big guy shooting, Kevin Love to me was just one of the first guys I ever saw just knocking down threes as if it was a regular Tuesday. You know what I mean? And when I watched the Minnesota, I was watching Kevin Love, and Kevin Garnett and Latrell Sprewell and all that stuff. Like, yeah, you know, like Kevin Love to me was when he was on Minnesota, they wasted his years, and geez, like he needs to go somewhere else. Obviously, right now Anthony Edwards is just on a whole different tear, but unfortunately, it's always those guys need to get on Minnesota because Minnesota, man, they just that whole franchise. But Kevin Love, man, that'd be my pick.
Yeah, that's a good pick. I was also never a Kevin Garnett fan. There was another pick that was like a kind of a no-name guy that I actually really liked for a while, but I ended up just because I didn't put him in, just because I ended up putting MJ in the Chicago Bulls. Like I put Derrick Rose here.
Okay.
I put Derrick Rose here because, again, I don't have to say it. I mean, just to say it again, you know, to me, one of the best MVP seasons, one of the best, you know, years, top to bottom for a player ever, just exciting player. If I wasn't going to put Derrick Rose here, there was a guy that played there a couple years ago named Shabazz Muhammad. I was a big fan of. The guy, he was one of those guys where, like I mentioned earlier, with Roy Hibbert, you never knew what you were going to get. But when the guy was on, holy, like the guy was just buckets.
Yeah.
Which I guess you could say about any guy in the NBA, really, right? But for some reason, this guy would go on runs where he looked like an offensive machine. So I was a big fan of him.
Nice, nice.
Shabazz Muhammad.
Sure, Al Jefferson was on that team for a while too.
Yeah, he was. You're right. New Orleans Pelicans. Oh, Beasley was in. It's a good one.
Yeah, dude. New Orleans, the Pelicans, right?
Beasley would have been a good one for the Heat, Miami.
Yeah,
I
just felt he never got to the potential that he was supposed to get into, man, because Beasley was supposed to be that next big, huge guy, man.
Yeah, he wasn't there till a lot later.
The Pelicans, the New Orleans Pelicans. Again, I don't really watch them right now. I know Daniel's a huge, huge Zion Williamson fan. And again, when I think of the Pelicans, I think of the Hornets more so. And I think of two names, which actually one of them, Daniel's favorite player, is Chris Paul. I know you can't stand him, but and it's not Chris Paul. But I was actually, again, the player I used to watch on these teams and memorize their names was David West. David West on that team. As a matter of fact, wasn't Stojakovic on that team too?
Yeah, Stojakovic.
Yeah, but David West, man. To me, he was, again, those you don't see guys like that anymore. But we knew who they were, right? The Zebos, the Boogies, the David Wests, those type of players, man. Just brawl, and they're a lot of fun to watch, man.
Yeah, that he was. That he was. So. Let's see. New Orleans Pelicans for me. New Orleans Pelicans for me, I ended up putting DeMarcus Cousins on here.
DeMarcus Cousins. Yeah, that's a good one. I just mentioned
I ended up putting DeMarcus Cousins on here just because I didn't, because there was another player I wanted to put on Sacramento, but actually the guy I put on Sacramento actually played for this team too, so I could have put either one wherever, but I'll save his name for after, but they're interchangeable. But New Orleans Pelicans, DeMarcus Cousins.
Nice, nice.
New York Knicks.
That's the one team I don't really... I've never liked them. I never really watched them. I'm trying not to... There was one guy I liked a lot, and he's actually probably the one you're going to pick, if I'm not mistaken. So I don't want to kind of steal your thunder. Is this the one I'm thinking of? Because he's the only time, and again, it was... what is it? During Linsanity, right? Jeremy Lin was a lot of fun to watch too. Maybe put Jerry Lin there when he was just kind of. Lin Sanity was amazing. And I was a huge Jeremy Lin fan at the time. But the only other guy was Amari Stoudemire. Is that who you're going to pick by any chance?
No, it's not.
No, okay. But Amari Stoudemire, Jeremy Lin. Now that I said it, I'm going Jeremy Lin all day, baby. Lin Sanity, man, I still remember where I was. And again, it's one of those things where it happened to the Lakers, it happened to the Raptors. And I saw every single one of those games. And Jeremy Lin put on a clinic, and I was, oh my, and I'll never forget that clip where Amari Stoudemire kind of picks up his glasses, and he's just kind of laughing and nodding. He's like, damn. So those would be my top two, Amari Stoudemire and Jeremy Lin.
Okay. This was actually the hardest one for me to pick. And I could not settle. I'm still thinking about it right now. And I told myself, before you get to the Knicks, you got to make up your mind between Carmelo Anthony and Patrick Ewing.
Okay, yeah. It makes sense.
I feel like if I had to pick one, I would go with Big Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick Ewing. Yeah, I was never a fan. Of him, yeah, I never watched his highlights. Like, out of all the legends, I know I know he's synonymous with New York, but I never really went out of my way to check out what his game was like. So, yeah.
Yeah, again, he was, you know, he was just probably the best player ever for the Knicks. Just powerful, did a lot, had defense, rebounds. They were always in the playoffs under him. So he was just one of those players that just, he didn't get that championship, but he was right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's kind of left out of that talk, but he's one of the best ever without the ring. Maybe the best ever without the ring. I don't know.
Charles Barkley.
Those two guys probably go neck and neck, to be honest.
Yeah.
If you know Charles's game, Patrick was right there with him. So, pretty great player. Oklahoma. What do you got?
I got Westbrook.
Westbrook.
I do. Like, I know James Harden, Kevin Durant. I get it. But again, when you see those players who just give 150% every single game, and people always stat padding, that guy would jump. He had to, you know, it was, he jumped for every ball. He went to get it. He would run. He would shoot. He would go. And his MVP, those MVP seasons where the whole triple double, where he's averaging that first one, that was like, that was the first time where I said, you know, a lot of these records are not supposed to be broken, right? But he made it look just, and he did it several times. And Joker almost did it. He did it do once. I think he did it or whatever. But Russell, I will never, ever take away Russell's Westbrook love for the game. And I have to put him there, because just watching him play, dude, like, even when he was on the Lakers, like, yeah, he didn't work out for us, but he played his heart out every single night, for better and for worse. And I will not ever get mad at him for something like that.
Yeah, I mean, great player. Even to this day, like, he gets a lot. He gets criticized a lot. But you never, people don't realize how hard he still plays. He doesn't have that ability he had when he was younger. You know, he has a lot of miles on him because, you know, after Harden and Durant left, like, he still carried that team hard and played hard all the time. So very admirable.
My second guy would be Steven Adams. Just want to point that out there. Steven Adams, baby. He was a rookie with that team, and yeah, man.
Yeah. OKC. Would it shock you if I said Andre Roberson?
I hope not.
Yeah, well, I'm not picking him. I'm picking KD, okay, baby. Kevin Durant, just crazy player. You know, we were not allowed to like him there for a couple years because of something he did, but just an amazing, phenomenal player. It's crazy because you look at him and he just, you watch him play and he just does everything so smoothly. He makes everything look so easy. And he's just this huge guy that just, with these crazy ass arms, that he just does everything so effortlessly. And if you were to make the perfect player, like, create a character on NBA 2K, like, you would want a Kevin Durant that could do everything. You know, he has the size, he has the speed, he can shoot over everybody. You know, offense, he has it. The size, he has for defense. Just, I don't know, like, a prototype for a player. Like, I don't think there is a better prototypical NBA player than Kevin Durant. Yeah. You know, like him or don't like him, or whatever. But I mean, just it. He's like, you know, a unicorn. I know they gave that nickname to
Porzingis,
but I mean, this guy's just something else. Even now that he's aged a lot, like, he still has those games where it's just like bucket, 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 bucket. It's nuts, man. He's just a crazy player.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando Magic. Oh, I got a good one here. I got a good one.
I think I know which one
you're gonna pick.
And again, I haven't mentioned his name at all, and I know he played with the Phoenix Suns, and I think he played with the Knicks. But is it Anthony Penny Hardaway, man? That guy, and people talk about Dwight Howard, Vince Carter, but Penny Hardaway. And again, it might be because, you know, early on video games and stuff, but Penny Hardaway, again, that guy who was just supposed to be, again, superstar level. Him and Grant Hill, by the way. Grant Hill was that other guy who was supposed to be on those superstar levels. And I have to think those guys just, like, again, no real weakness. Well, in this case, Penny Hardaway might be the defense, but his offense more than made up for it, especially his ability to put the ball in the basket and his ability to pass to Shaq down low. They got like good two years together, but that's about it. And then obviously, he hurt his knee, and he was never the same after that. Those knee injuries in the 90s were never the same. But Penny Hardaway is actually one of my other favorite players of all time. So yeah, Anthony Penny Hardaway, baby. Did you know that one? Is that what you're going to say?
Yes, that was who I was going to say. Oh, Penny.
Yeah, Penny Hardaway.
Okay, this might be one of the most random ones from this list, one that a lot of people, you might know this, that I really like this guy, but and he's still in the NBA. He's still playing, but I don't think he's seeing anything significant. He's bounced around a couple teams, but his time in Orlando, like, I was a huge fan. Had him on my, was excited because I got him on one of my fantasy basketball teams, but Victor Oladipo.
Victor Oladipo, yeah, yeah.
Huge fan of Victor Oladipo. When he, his time in Orlando was just amazing. He was the go-to guy, offensive, a little undersized for his position, but, you know, was really exciting. I think he bounced. He ended up with the Thunder. I think he also was with the Pacers, and I think now he's with the Heat.
Yeah.
But he just has never gone back to, I think he had a little bit of a resurgence when he was with the Pacers, but he never got back to that form. Yeah, and it was a lot of injuries and stuff like that. He was another guy that for a while wore a mask also. Yeah. He wore like a black mask. So yeah, it was he was one of those players I just always enjoyed. And I'm still rooting for him to you know, pick it up or get some minutes here and there and do some stuff, you know, some good stuff on the floor. 76ers.
I do have two. And again, one is a legend, Julius Erving, watching him dunk, special highlights. I did watch Julius Erving highlights. And again, I know Allen Iverson is one of the guys who just revolutionized basketball because of his play style or whatever. And yeah, I get it. You know, Allen Iverson is one of the greatest, you know, to play. But and again, I don't know if I'm attributing this more to video games. I'm sure people are starting to see a trend here. Right. Well, if it's not a shooting guard, it's people who I believe are complete players. Just, you know, not any big real weaknesses. Is that kind of a dead giveaway for you? Who I'm picking?
Is that a giveaway with who I'm picking? With who you're picking?
Yeah.
Guys with no weaknesses?
Yeah. And it's just it's guys who I believe didn't have any big real weakness, right? They could shoot the ball here at the three ball. They had no problem shooting middies. They can lay up, dunk, play defense, jump, like, you know. And prime Andre Iguodala, I'm taking prime Andre Iguodala. Like, hey, dude.
Okay, Max Kellerman. Game on the line. I'm taking Andre Iguodala.
No. Okay, I know he said that when he was with the Golden State and all that stuff. And I get it. He was already on his down years, and the way he was still playing defense on that team was amazing. He got a Finals MVP playing for the Golden State Warriors when his best years were with the 76ers, and he was, when I say like complete players, like Andre Iguodala, again, had no real weakness. His biggest weakness probably is shooting. But even then, he managed to find ways to put the ball in the damn bucket. They left it open, he knocked him down. You know what I mean? But I'm not about to go and put him in front of, you know, the best shooter we've ever seen. You know what I mean? But for the 76ers, Andre Iguodala, strangely enough, I did watch a lot of the 76ers growing up. Elton Brand, they had Sam Cassell. Sam Cassell, right, was also nice. Evan Turner was on that team, but Andre Iguodala, man, that's probably the guy I'm going with.
Okay, that's a good shout. It just sounded funny when you said prime Andre.
Prime Iguodala. Andre Iguodala, hey, dude, yes, dude, yes.
Yeah, I remember he was a big deal, man. I remember they were calling him the second coming of AI because obviously Allen Iverson, Andre Iguodala, the second AI. For me, this one was a bit of a process. But, you know, through all injuries and all this, I was like a big proponent of this guy. And he kept getting injured and injured and injured. And finally, like, he's the player that he was always supposed to be, you know, a couple years into his career. But Joel Embiid, man, I just love everything about the guy. Yeah. I love that he's a trash talker. I love how animated he gets. You know, he would have more MVPs if not for that freak of nature that we call the Joker. But, you know, they're both just so fun to watch. He's more, even though, yes, he's like, he can stretch the floor. He just plays the style that I love in like the bully ball, the old school center. And he just manhandles people. And I just love watching it. And then I love him, you know, that he has a shooter's touch and can pretty much do it all. You know, he just needs to stay healthy and, you know, Joel Embiid, the process. Like I say, it took a while, but man, it was worth it for Philly. Phoenix Suns. Now I'm picking Stoudemire.
I know Stoudemire and Steve Nash worthy guys, and Steve Nash, one of the greatest playmakers of all time and stuff. And again, Jason Richardson was awesome. I really liked watching that team they had. It was Steve Nash, Amar'e Stoudemire, Sean Marion was also on that team.
Barbosa, dude.
Leandro Barbosa, the Kobe stopper, the one guy who I hated seeing guard Kobe. I liked watching that team a lot. But strangely enough, that might be my favorite Phoenix Suns team. But the player I like a lot from the Phoenix Suns, and I know he's a crybaby, and again, are you starting to see trends? If you haven't figured out the trend by now, then, you know.
They're all scorers.
Devin Booker, baby. I'm a big Devin Booker fan. I know he whines and complains, and I know Luka owns him in every category. But if I'm watching him play, I'm rooting for Devin Booker to put the damn ball in the basket, dude. Like if they're not complete players or you know big defensive time guys, I didn't mention Shane Battier and stuff like that. Like I'm going for the shooting guards, and I guess I'm starting to pick up on this trend myself right now. I'm kind of thinking about it. Like yeah, it's two or three categories. They're all arounders, pure scorers, or defensive stoppers. But they're weird. There is two exceptions. Well, we'll see in a bit. But yeah, I'm going Devin Booker.
Okay.
Sorry. And I love that team. Don't get me wrong, I love that team because again, when Kobe battling it out with all these guys, but Devin Booker again, one player, Devin Booker.
Okay, that's a good pick. Great player. Portland Trailblazers.
Brandon Roy. That's not even a. And again, and I know all the guys on those teams. You had a Greg Oden again for player LaMarcus Aldridge, Steve Blake, and they had one. What's his name? Andre Miller was also on that team when he was there. They had Clyde the Glide, right? But no, Brandon Roy. And they also had Damon Lillard, but no, Brandon Roy. Again, to me, he was a shooting guard with a complete package, but his knees just couldn't hold up, baby. But Brandon Roy, man, he is actually one of my favorite players of all time.
Yeah, I had Greg Oden had like somewhat of a career. Like, man, I was cheering for him so hard. I loved him at Ohio State. But I remember he played that his freshman year at Ohio State. If I'm not mistaken, I think he played with a broken right hand the whole season. So he ended up shooting everything with his left and he still dominated. But, you know, he was one of those guys with knee injuries and just injuries that just kept him out. He wasn't able to have the career he had. So. That he could have had, that he should have had. So yeah. I ended up going with the Joker before Joker, Arvydas Sabonis, Domantas Sabonis' father.
Yeah,
actually. So he was just a passer, man. Just a big guy, and he was a big dude, man. I remember he was huge. He looked like some like crazy Russian wrestler monster guy. And we didn't see him in the NBA till like the tail end of his career. He played mostly in Europe. But I remember when he was there, like just his passing, his IQ. And then don't get it twisted. Like the guy could score too, but he just loved the way he distributed that ball, like out of the big man position was just amazing. Like yeah. I say, the Joker before the Joker.
Yeah. So
Arvydas Sabonis for me. Sacramento Kings.
On this one, I did have two. And one was just more nostalgia of anything. I liked Mike Bibby a lot. Again, with the whole Peja era and stuff. But Mike Bibby, again, point guard. Liked watching him play as a point guard. But in this case, my Sacramento Kings, and even though he has Anthony Davis's number, even when he played for the Pacers, Sabonis, man. Sabonis, I'm a huge fan of Sabonis. Love the way he plays. I've had some, you know, in my eyes, I'm thinking like, yeah, he's... It sounds ugly, you know, and I don't like saying it, but he's like a poor man's Joker, like Jokic, but he does have intangibles also. He just happened to be in the same, you know, the Jokers happen to be here. But Sabonis, like he's so underrated. He's underlooked. People don't give him the respect he deserves, but this guy is just a baller. Playmaking ability, puts the ball in the hole, plays defense, big. Like he's a complete package type player. No real big weakness, can shoot the ball, but it's just for some reason he's getting overlooked because of the immense amount of talent in the league. So I am a big fan of Sabonis.
Yeah, we just have some crazy players in the NBA right now at his position, and he plays a lot bigger than what he is because he's undersized for his position, but. He hustles, he fights for the rebounds, he gets the damn rebounds, he passes, he does it all, so that's a good shout. A couple years ago, there was a point guard in Sacramento by the name of Tyreke Evans. I was a big fan of Tyreke Evans. You know, he was just exciting, got to the basket at will. Wasn't the best shooter, but, you know, he had his times when he was hot. And I just was a fan of his since he got into the league, and I kind of followed him when he bounced around a couple teams. If I'm not mistaken, that's the one that I mentioned did also play for New Orleans for a time. So him and Boogie could have been interchangeable, but I ended up putting him here because this is where I remember him from the most.
Yeah.
Good pick. All right. Big one. San Antonio Spurs. Let's see if we end up with the same one. I think we might.
And now, I don't dislike the San Antonio Spurs. My hatred for the Cowboys is 100 times fold. I know you do. It's 100 times fold.
No, it's Cowboys are way worse. If I had to pick one of them, I'm sure if one of us, if we had to pick either one of them winning a title, it would be like Spurs.
The Spurs. I don't like their fans, but I have, as an organization, I have the most, utmost, immense respect for that organization. And not only that, Tim Duncan, and to me, he's the greatest power forward. He's in my top 10 all time, and I don't give a shit. Tim Duncan was just him and Kobe just dominated together, and I would, like, it was just.
But is he your favorite?
Huh?
But is he your favorite?
Tim Duncan is a very, very, very close second. Very close second.
Okay. Okay. So that means I didn't think it was Tim Duncan, so I was right. I thought for you it would be between two players. And there's one that you talk about a lot, so I'm leaning towards him.
It's gonna be him. It's him. It's him. My favorite player, my favorite Spur is Tony Parker.
Yeah.
And again, the immense amount of respect. And Daniel, Tim Duncan and Tony Parker, I can say this right now. Okay, Wemby is going to be up there, right? But Daniel, Tony Parker, Tim Duncan are his favorites, hands down. I do have some guys, Manu Ginobili, whatever. But Tony Parker, growing up, we would go to Spurs games. Spurs games is the closest thing to the NBA we got. So when I go to Spurs games, you know, I would wear, I went to several Spurs games, and I went with Daniel, right? Getting into basketball, I even had a Spurs jersey on just because I wanted to maybe get it signed or whatever. And I had the Parker, Daniel had the Tim Duncan, and or whatever. And lo and behold, we end up at PF Chang's in San Antonio. And oh, look, hey, the Spurs players are here. Manu, Tim Duncan, Bruce Bowen, and Tony Parker are there. And so we're like, oh, shoot, this is our chance, right? Like, we're going to get these signed. Like, we're, you know, we're going ballistic. Manu Ginobili walked out the back. Tim Duncan, even though he was kind of, you know, to himself, big, tall guy, at that time I was like, oh, it's cool, right, Tim Duncan. I had the Tony Parker jersey in my hand. I said, I'm looking for Tony Parker. Like, I don't give a damn. Like, he's the guy I'm looking for. And Tim Duncan, Daniel went, same Tim Duncan thing. Daniel even saw Bruce Bowen. Bruce Bowen's walking out with two girls. I shit you not, two girls walking out. And Daniel, hey, Mr. Bowen, can I have your autograph? No, kid, not right now. I kept walking with these two chicks. And Daniel was a huge, Daniel loved every single player. Daniel could not stand Bruce Bowen because effects like that do mean something. And Daniel says, nah, man, like, screw that guy. Like, you know, he could have stopped hanging out with the girls, signed it real quick, whatever. And then Tony Parker runs like, and we're over here on the side. Tony Parker finally walks out. And wait, Parker, we're kind of shouting and we're yelling. And he keeps walking. We're like, damn, dude, like, he didn't listen. He didn't hear us. And so me and Daniel, everybody else went inside. Me and Daniel are the only ones outside, dude. And me and Daniel are just kind of there or whatever. And all of a sudden, a white Escalade pulls up. You kids need something? We turn around and Tony Parker pulls up. He pulls up in his Escalade with his, I guess, must have been his bodyguard in the passenger seat. But we walked up to the vehicle. We had the windows rolled down. Me and Daniel just stunned. And Daniel's more shocked than I am. And I'm here. Hey, you had a great game. You know, it was awesome watching you. Thank you. And he's smiling. And I gave him I was like, can you sign this? I gave him the jersey. He signed it. And he chatted with us. He chatted with us about a good 10 minutes. So, you know, and he says, well, you kids enjoy, you know, thanks for supporting us. Now, I know what. And I could, you know, Daniel, like, because that interaction, Tony Parker, dude, is just, I think the world of him. I know he had the thing with Barry and everyone. I don't give a damn. Hey, Tony Parker's my boy, dude. Because little instances like that really go a long way for fans. I was 15, you know, during this time. I was 15 years old, and me and Daniel, you know, just were super into basketball together. We met some Rockets players, but Tony Parker, by far, we had the best experience with that guy. So Tony Parker, man, you know, and Tim Duncan, just because the sheer amount of talent or the guy he was, but Tony Parker just really elevated that because of just that he went out of his way for us, and that will never be forgotten, dude. Forever. That's a forever story.
Yeah. Sounds like you're a Spurs fan, dude.
No. Tony Parker's my, I will, I'll never. Hey, Tony Parker can do no wrong in my eyes because, again, instances like that. And again, obviously later on, next time they played, I had my Kobe jerseys and I would walk in supporting the Lakers. But when Tony Parker had the ball, because they would still play together, you never saw me dissing Tony Parker, man. I promise you never saw me dissing that guy because I have a very strong sense of loyalty, and he did right by me, man. I could not trash talk Tony Parker. I will talk trash Timmy and Manu, whatever. And I will not trash talk Tony Parker, dude. I won't.
Yeah, you didn't even talk this much about Kobe.
I wasn't going to. No, I mean, Kobe, obviously, I could have talked a lot more. You don't get me on that. You don't get me on that road right now.
Yeah. So for me, it came down to two, and I ended up settling on Manu Ginobili. Just because he was always that guy that was never afraid. And sometimes he would make game-saving plays. Sometimes he would shoot like a really stupid shot and pop. He would drive Popovich crazy. But he was never afraid of big moments. And I always respected the hell out of that. And, you know, being rivals with them, being that I've been a Mavs fan my whole life, I always was just like, oh, like, you know what, you knew what Timmy was, you knew what Manu was, but you never knew what the hell, I mean, what Parker was, and you never knew what the hell Manu Ginobili was coming into the game to do. Whether it was a steal, whether it was one of his little step backs, this crazy behind the back Euro pass step? Or yeah, Euro step.
I know people credit James Harden, but he was Euro stepping way before any of those James Harden and all those guys. Manu would come in, drop 40. All right, go back to the bench. Like, oh, okay, cool. And they won four championships. And Manu Ginobili, Tim Duncan, and Tony Parker were just instrumental in all of those. And Manu, you know, just huge, huge hands down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he never shied away from big moments. Like, and I always respected that because he came into the game and I was like, oh, here he comes. Like, he would just drive me crazy. But the other one I was going to shout out, which I think he ended his career there. He also played with the Phoenix Suns as well. But Boris Diaw was another one that played there that I liked a lot because, especially in his time in San Antonio, because he was one of those guys that could come on the floor and contribute to an offense without having to score. Mm. He would just make this little pass, make some really nice screens, roll very nicely, find an open player. Like, he didn't have to score, but he was still like a general on the floor. Yeah. At that time, he was already, you know, a veteran, and he kind of knew the game, and he just ended up fitting into that system so perfectly. And it was, I think, that year when they said, like, oh, it's a beautiful game because the Spurs ball movement is so crazy. And I thought he was a big, big part of that. You know, outside of course, the star players. But I always liked Boris's game. So he's the other shout. But I got to go with Manu.
Nice, nice.
Toronto Raptors.
Vince Carter. Yeah. Vince Carter. I know T-Mac again, whatever, but Vince Carter again, when you kind of, you're learning about the legends, you're learning growing up, looking at these guys playing, and again, kind of your first big, you're getting into basketball for the first time. Vince Carter was the other big part of that because, again, this is the greatest dunker of all time, right? And the way he just, when he was on Team USA and he cleared a 7-footer to jam the ball, and his dunk contest dunks and his in-game dunking. When I say Blake Griffin, like Vince Carter was that other guy, like Vince Carter, dude. And early on, again, my bias here was I did see a lot of Blake Griffin's games where, you know, Vince Carter was mostly, right, when he was with Toronto, was mostly highlights. When he was played anywhere else, you know, and he had a very, 21 years, if I'm not mistaken, a very long career because, again, his basketball IQ, yes, he was athletic to no end. But his basketball IQ was very high. When you know what you need to do to adapt to the game, to have the longevity that this guy had, is just insane. He was Memphis Grizzlies. He became a three guy, and he was still dropping at the close. He was already 44 years old. He was still dropping 20 some points a game. Not all the time, but when he got hot, he got hot, and he changed his game, which not very many players can do. But Vince Carter was one of them who was able to actually do that. So Vince Carter, man, awesome. Awesome pick. I think it's an awesome pick.
Yeah.
Put him rightfully so. But you got to put him exactly where he needed to be, baby.
Yeah, for me, it's got to be Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh.
Yeah, big guy, just dominated there. And then, you know, ends up going to Miami and doesn't have any problem being, you know, second fiddle. Third fiddle to D-Wade and LeBron, and kind of took the big hit. And I don't think people give him enough credit for that. Saying that, you know what, I get it. You guys are the big stars. I'll just, plug everything else in. And I was always a fan of his game. So Chris Bosh.
That's kind of crazy. I know for a fact Vince Carter just recently retired. His last season was in 2020.
Yeah.
In 2020. And that was 4 years ago. He was 43 years old. That's what I'm saying. Like people don't understand. Like Vince Carter, just his basketball IQ is off the charts, man. Yeah. So awesome. 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 That's funny.
Yeah. Okay. So we're wrapping up here. We got two more left. Utah Jazz. Who do you got?
I do have a favorite Utah Jazz player, and for no other reason than I thought he had one of the coolest nicknames, but not even his nickname. I just thought he was a great player. And again, this is kind of like your first fascination with, I guess, just basketball outside the U.S. And Deron Williams would be a close second. I was a big Deron Williams fan when he was with Utah. But AK-47, baby, Andre Kirilenko.
Yeah.
That'd be my pick. And again,
still one of the best nicknames ever.
I straight up, man. So Andre Kirilenko, man, that guy was buckets too. His game was just a little bit different. He wasn't the fastest guy out there, but again, those Europeans just had a knack for, you know, putting the ball in the buckets, and the way he did it was just slow, a little slower. I guess a very prototype type Joker, because he averaged about 15 points. Almost 10 boards, maybe about a handful of six assists. Did a little bit of everything, 3 blocks, and he wasn't that big, but, you know, just...
He was a good defender.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he was. Oh, yeah, he was. Yep.
Yeah, he was a really good defender. You mentioned my pick already. His name is Deron Williams. Just, you know, his handles, the little showmanship he put on every now and then, and just dynamic point guard. You know, another Derrick Rose-esque. You know, not quite to that freaky athleticism, but, you know, that type of player. So just really entertaining to watch, the way he would pass the ball, the way he would get to the basket and always put a little bit of flair on it. So Deron Williams for me.
A little bit of pizzazz.
Yeah. or as someone used to say, a lot of hully gully.
A lot of hully gully.
That's right, baby.
Hully gully basketball, baby.
Yeah. So our very last team. The Washington Wizards.
I was kind of trying to go down the list, and I was like, well, who's here and who's here? And I kind of had that one was kind of
an easy one for me. Yeah, this one was easy for me.
For you? It was easy for you?
Yeah, this one was easy for me.
Who'd you have?
Kyle Kuzma.
This one's hard for me. Shut up.
No, man. Agent Zero.
Yeah, that was one of the ones I was thinking.
Agent Zero. Gilbert Arenas.
Gilbert Arenas, yeah. Gilbert Arenas was Washington for a long time. And again, he was Paul Pierce for the Washington Wizards. And I think that's kind of one of the better ones that I can kind of think of right off the bat. Just everything he did, again, a complete player, right? As far as just being a bucket. Agent Zero was, Gilbert Arenas was just something else. But he was always just a little random sometimes.
yeah, he was a little
off the rails.
He was real off the rails. But you put that guy on the basketball court, and he was something else.
Fearless, man. Yeah.
Again, yeah, that fearless, very streaky. He was also very streaky. But when he was on, oh my goodness, you were like, man, this guy is the best basketball player in the world.
He was in those conversations, and you know, people, yeah, Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade, and Tim Duncan, Gilbert Arenas' name, and Paul Pierce, those two guys, they were always synonymous. Those guys were always synonymous with each other. Kevin Garnett too. Gilbert Arenas was one of those superstars at the time. Yeah, he was. Yeah, Gilbert Arenas. I would give it to Gilbert Arenas too. My second would be John Wall, but just because Gilbert Arenas again was during that time, you know, duking it out with the best of the best, you know, in my opinion, you know, just, yeah, that's a good pick. Gilbert Arenas, baby. Agent Zero. And Antoine Davidson was also on that team, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of guys that actually have gone through here. I think If I'm not mistaken, I think Richard Hamilton, did he start there?
I don't remember. He was on that team, but I don't remember.
I want to say he was there when MJ was there. Before he got to Detroit. No? Because I think a lot of people said that that's who he learned a lot of his stuff from. Let me see. Let's see. I want to say that that's true, but I mean, I don't want to BS. Who else? Yeah, you said Jameson. Who was the other one that was there? Deshaun Stevenson. Mm-hmm.
Langston Hughes was there for a while. Larry Hughes. Was it
Langston? Larry Hughes.
Larry Hughes.
Yeah, he started. Yeah, he started with the Wizards. Yeah, so he played with MJ there. I know it. Yeah, under Doug Collins.
Nice.
Yeah, so he ended up being the small forward and Hamilton moved to shooting guard. Yep.
That's a great pick. Great picks. Great conversations, man. That was fun.
Yeah, John Wall was a good one. It was a good shout too, man. Had that guy not been derailed with a lot of injuries too, there's no telling what he would have been.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, pretty good list. Pretty good.
I think it's a great list.
We didn't have too many that were the same.
I'm kind of curious as to in our friend group who would they would like how much they would agree, which ones they'd change, and I guess different opinions and different
it,
like varieties.
It would be very very different. Very, very different. Yeah, I think so. I think it would be very very different.
Good picks, man. I thought there
would probably be some that were very similar, like. I think we would have a few Larry Birds. I think we would probably have a bunch of MJs. I think we would probably have
the Shaq and the Kobe's.
Some Jokers.
Carmelo's. Yeah.
Kobe's. I don't know, man.
I think we'd have some Kobe's. Again, the other guy being Shaq.
I think we would have maybe two or three Kobe's.
That's what I'm saying. Not a lot of Kobe's because, again, I know some guys. Some guys are Shaq fans.
T-Mac. Yeah, we would have some T-Mac, some Paul Georges. I doubt we'll hear another James Harden because I don't think anyone likes him except me. Maybe a Jimmy Butler. Dirk Rose.
I
don't think
the list will be too crazy. I know we kind of mentioned the second one or the third one, even the honorable mentions. I guess my thing is I want to know what random guys they would pick, right? I said Shane Batty on one of them, you know, as a shout out, you know. I also said we said Andre Kirilenko. I said Andre Kirilenko. I'm just kind of curious is like those type of guys, you know what I mean, for our friend group. That'd be interesting to see or to hear.
Yeah, I think my biggest outlier was probably Brandon Jennings was popular, but I don't know if anyone else would mention him. But I think maybe either Oladipo or Tyreke Evans. I think were probably my bigger that people wouldn't say, or maybe Sabonis.
I thought probably Danny Granger. Oh, maybe not. Danny Granger was big for a while.
Yeah. I mean, if not for Paul George.
Yeah.
Coming along, he was the guy there. So. Yeah, but it would be interesting to do this with some of the other guys and see who they pick. You know, just maybe have somebody on as a guest and see what they say.
Yeah, at least kind of get the speed version, right? Because I didn't know it was going to take an hour and 10-15 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's why I said, like, let's see how it goes, because I know with some people we're going to end up talking, which surprisingly, I think the longest segment was Tony Parker.
Yeah, well, I told I need people to know, yes, Kobe Bryant is my favorite player of all time, but I just want people to understand that, hey, interactions with fans go a long way. I was 15, this was 18 years ago, and that left such an impression on Daniel and I that, you know, I don't think celebrities and players really understand the impact that they can have on just people who are growing up or just people in general, especially if it's a very positive influence, man. Like I've never forgotten. Daniel's never forgotten. And again, he still Daniel has a jersey to this day. So, you know, just things like that, man, they do have such a profound impact when you meet these type of players, especially in that way, in that capacity.
Yeah. I mean, well said. But I think that's it. I mean, it was a fun one, just a kind of like this little impromptu thing. But it was a good discussion. And, you know, I thought our lists were different enough to where it was exciting. You know, some people I didn't expect, some people maybe you didn't expect. So it was fun.
Yeah, for sure. Great, great conversation. Great discussion.
Yeah. So just you want to take us out?
Yeah. So Yeah, so thank you for joining us on our basketball discussion, something a little different. I know I told Rico a while back we wanted to get more discussions, kind of separate things from our news a bit. And it was a very light news week, so probably podcasts on the news a little bit more later on this week or maybe on the weekend. But if you haven't checked out our latest recap, which we recorded about, 6 days ago, if you haven't heard, Toriyama did pass away. So again, rest in peace on that. You can get our thoughts on that and what Dragon Ball and its popularity, you know, its cultural impact had. We did talk about some new series coming to AnimeSphere, some Netflix series, and then a Switch conspiracy. If you would like to know more about that, again, go ahead and listen to our latest episode. You can find us on RSS.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, any major podcast platform. Other than that, we are the Meta Nerds. Thank you guys for listening. Have a good night.